Americans count on the government to protect their health and safety and speed the search for cures for deadly diseases. Yet some of the top health jobs have been vacant for months or even years. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports on what those openings mean for the nation's health and why the jobs are so difficult to fill.
There's been no head of the National Institutes of Health since the end of 1999. There's been no director of the Food and Drug Administration for more than a year. There's no Surgeon General. The chief of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will step down at the end of the month. Dr. Bill Roper ran the CDC in the early 1990s. He says acting administrators can run these agencies day to day, but that's not enough.
What happens when you don't have a permanent head of these agencies in place is the longer-term strategic things don't get done.
Roper says the acting director of agencies such as the CDC may not focus on the future. They may not carve out time to meet with senior members of Congress to generate support for long-term projects that they won't be around to carry out. John Porter used to chair the House subcommittee that sets funding for the National Institutes of Health. This year, the NIH will get $24 billion to spend on medical research. Porter says on Capitol Hill, when it comes to important issues like stem cell research, politicians only want to talk to the people who make the decisions. And if an agency doesn't have a permanent director, the only place to go is up to a member of the president's cabinet.
You might have to seek the secretary of the department, but the secretary of the department can't be coming down to the Hill to testify on every single issue that Congress is interested in. There just isn't enough time.
Porter says not having these jobs filled has effects on other science and health jobs. The National Institutes of Health has 19 institutes dealing with everything from cancer to allergies. With no NIH director, six of the institutes have no permanent leader.
That sends a message to young researchers that perhaps this isn't a field that they want to look to. This isn't a field where they're going to have the kind of leadership that is needed to give them an opportunity to offer the research and their intellects to get their research projects possibly funded.
Appointees often have to take a pay cut, assuming they get through the sometimes bruising Senate confirmation process, which can take months. And candidates can't just be excellent scientists. Bill Roper.
You also want somebody who is a very good manager, who probably has headed a very large organization in some other sector. And then finally, you want somebody who can successfully negotiate the governmental political process.
A number of promising candidates for the various positions have been dropped by the administration. Media organizations have speculated that it was because of their views on abortion or stem cell research. Kevin Keene is with the Department of Health and Human Services. He says there's no litmus test, though the president wants people whose views are similar to his. Keene says both the president and the department's secretary are eager to fill the openings.
From our perspective, we're trying to move as rapidly as we can. I mean, that's a priority for the secretary, especially now that we have CDC open as well.
Previous administrations didn't have to go through the hiring process so often. Former CDC Chief Bill Roper.
There was a time in the past when folks stayed in these jobs 10, even 15 years. I'm persuaded we're never going to see that in my lifetime again. These are the kind of jobs that just consume people with the stress and the strain that comes with them.
His guess is that people will find it difficult to serve more than a couple of years, meaning vacancies could remain common. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.